USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Cancellations and delays continue to mount for Southwest Airlines today. More than 2,500 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. so far today. This is according to FlightAware. The website notes just about every other airline is back up and running in normal operations after that massive snowstorm hit the U.S. Many people are looking for answers after their holiday travel plans were canceled due to the weather. Clint Henderson, managing editor of the Points Guy Travel Tips website, says there are multiple ways you can be ready the next time you have to alter your vacation route.
Book a nonstop flight if you can. Don't try to build in stops. If there's a direct flight, make sure you're taking that direct flight. Have the airline app installed on your phone so you can rebook yourself in the event of irregular operations.
Henderson also says getting a credit card with travel insurance will reimburse you if your flight is canceled. Three-time World Cup champion Pelé is dead at the age of 82. He died in Brazil after being hospitalized due to cancer. The forward won his first World Cup at age 17 and would do so two more times, the only player with such a trophy count. There is renewed hope that Staff Sergeant Paul Whelan will be released by Russia soon.
I would say that if a message could go to President Biden that you know, this is a precarious situation that needs to be resolved quickly, and I would hope that he and his administration would do everything they could to get me home, regardless of the price they might have to pay at this point.
The Northeast is seeing a new dominant COVID-19 variant. The Boston Globe reports medical experts say the Omicron variant XBB is more contagious than other versions of the virus. However, they also say XBB is no more severe than the others. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More politicians are demanding an investigation into how Long Island Congressman-elect George Santos got rich so quickly. In 2020, the congressman claimed he was earning $55,000 a year, but his most recent financial disclosure form shows he was making millions from a company he founded a year ago. He's previously admitted about lying before. Flight delays and cancellations are impacting the 134th Tournament of Roses Parade. Tyler Kuehl has more.
All the flowers made it safely to sunny Southern California before the airline meltdown began, but travelers, volunteers, marching bands, and others who want to fly west in time for the New Year's Day event are not faring as well. Many are stuck at airports trying to figure out alternate arrangements. Some of the float designers are pushing ahead to the finish line without some of their most prominent volunteer craftsmen and decorators.
A British medical practice is apologizing after sending all of its patients a text saying they had cancer on Christmas. The Sun says hundreds of patients at the Askern Medical Center in Doncaster, about 20 minutes later, they received a second text saying, "Please accept our sincere apologies," and what we meant was, "We wish you a Merry Christmas." Marvel is gearing up to release the Disney Plus documentary about Stan Lee, known for his Marvel characters, Spider-Man, Iron Man, many more. The documentary is set for release in 2023. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do, because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.